Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Sonia here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being a part of today's show. Whether you're listening, whether you're chiming in, whether you are sending me questions that I can answer, I appreciate each and every single one of you. This is episode 190, and no, it's 191. It's episode 191 and it's called Blossoming. And we're going to touch on so many different points when it comes to blossoming. We're going to go over the inner joy, the outer resistance, and what we can do in between. So I am actually just making that as a note. Inner joy, outer resistance, and everything in between. Why it's so important to blossom. Like, blossoming means something different to me than it does to you. But in both cases, or in any case, I think of a flower that when it comes into its season, it shines such brightness just by being unique. Like the daisies, though, the little white petals, each pointing out in their own direction. And then that little mustard yellow piece with the brown dots in the middle and those beautifully green stems. All of that blossoms. It doesn't stay beautiful throughout the year. It prepares to blossom in its prime time. And that's just like us. We go through seasons of peaks and valleys, and we sometimes don't see what is on the other side. Or that there is something on the other side, or what the other side could possibly be, because we are still going and growing through this particular season of our life that we're not accustomed to, or we don't want to be accustomed to. Perhaps we're resisting it. Perhaps we're in a job or in an environment that for the majority of their day that doesn't help us grow, or we're just showing up to. Because we have to, right? Not because we choose to. And we're going to tap into have to and choose to a little bit later. We're pretty much going to end that with some of the practical applications that you can put towards what we're learning today. But sometimes in those slower seasons, even though you feel like you're there because you have to, or you're growing through something and you don't know why, you're not going to stay there if you continue to do the work. If you continue to nurture from within, if you continue to add sunshine and positive beliefs and a layering effect of all of these little things in your life that makes a difference. So, for those that are catching this on YouTube, a few seconds ago, I just put lipstick on my lips. I thought I had lipstick on. I guess it had come off, but putting lipstick on my lips. Wearing something pretty, doing my hair nice is a way I blossom. You might blossom by reading a couple books. Somebody else might blossom by moving to the music. We blossom differently and we have these different experiences when we blossom. And most importantly, we have these different seasons. Sometimes, as we're transitioning from season to season, there's a lot that gets released. Because whatever gets released, we're not carrying with us into the future. We don't need it anymore because it's no longer serving us. It's holding us back. Perhaps it's even hurting us in one way or another. So, through our transition periods, through those slower seasons, through those times where it seems to be a struggle, where you're going through the trenches. Those are the times that you need to have those tools in your toolbox, which I know we've talked about in a different episode. This is the time where you have your switch list ready to help you change your muse, your energy, your mindset, to help you keep trekking forward so you can make it through. So, what are some of those things that make you blossom? I shared some of mine. It is what I wear for the good part. It is putting myself together It is doing a sequence of events in a particular order. I mean, I can move the order around, but those events have to happen for my self-care in the morning. That helps me blossom. So this morning I was on the phone with my bestie, and we just haven't chatted in a couple weeks, and I wasn't at church on Sunday, so I missed her there. And I said to her after about 5, 10 minutes, I'm like, girl, I wanted to really chat. I really wanted to catch up, but I need to get back to what I was doing because this is my me time. And this is what I need to fill my cup before I go into the day because those things help me blossom. Now, typically that would include movement and music and some mindset work and some meditation in my Bible app and a lot of journaling. And throughout that process, I do my social media good morning post. That just brings me joy, and it opens the door to creativity for me in my mindset. So blossoming could be going for a simple walk around the block and listening to music and letting your hips sway, or singing a little bit out loud, or maybe adding some color to your journal. Bring some colorful markers into your environment while you're journaling about your day and see what comes up. I might paint today. I feel that need to paint. And when we're painting, or when we're drawing, or when we're even playing music, as we're progressing, as we're learning more, we are leaving behind what no longer serves us. So not only is it layered learning, but as we get those new layers over and over and over again with everything that we do, we are releasing those old layers, and we need to create space for that loss. So while we're blossoming and growing, there is still space in there while we're not doing anything, where it feels like no action is taking place, where it feels like we are possibly sitting still in this time and space. Now, you and I both know that's not true. We're never sitting still in this time and space. And when we look back, that time is amazing how quickly it goes by, especially the older we get. I know I did an episode on perception versus percentage, and that talks about the time difference and how in different parts of our life time seems to drag, and why in others it goes by so quickly. But when it feels like time is standing still is actually part of the blossoming. It's what you do in those moments. Do you make or break your progress? Do you lean into the fact that blossoming sometimes can be silent? That sometimes, in order for that daisy or that rose to blossom, it has to go through a couple of seasons that are uncomfortable, really uncomfortable. Same with you. How can you make it through a season of unknowing and stay as comfortable as you can? The best way is to honor all of you, not just bits and pieces of you, not just the highlight reels that you put up on social media, not just what you want. Once you learn to accept and love all of you, the full and complete part of you that includes every single imperfection, every single hesitation in that moment of darkness. All of the inner joy, as well as the outer, what did I say? Outer restrictions. Restrictions. There we go. Glasses again. RESTICTIONS. Because those outer restrictions are pulling you, or they're stopping you, or they're tempting you. They're barriers of sorts. And those barriers, again, will help us one way or another. They're going to help us with a lesson, or they're going to help us blossom. Either way, we are learning and growing, and we cannot avoid these redirections, these restrictions, these roadblocks. We just have to make way for them. So here's one way I make way for my restrictions, my roadblocks, my redirections is, for those that are familiar, I get my needles every 3 weeks. And that means I take a week off my schedule right after. So I had them yesterday. Today is Wednesday. I am off work, which means nobody can book time with me between now and next Tuesday, which is probably actually going to be next Wednesday because it's Canada Day next Tuesday. So nobody can book a call with me. Nobody can capture my time or attention. This is my time to heal. I can do what I want in this space and time. I can work on my business. I can work on my soul. I can let myself sit and accept that this is where things are at right here, right now, in the moment. As hard as they may feel, or as easy as they may feel, I'm going to be open and honest with myself, with the fact that it is so much easier to book somebody in last minute if I'm feeling well versus the guilt that I have if I have to cancel. Guilt does not serve me for blossoming, but being available does, right? Even if I know in my soul that I'm available, even if I know that this availability might not be for anybody else but me, and it means I'm not canceling. That changes my vibration, and my vibration changes my energy. And what happens at this point is everything feels a little bit better because it feels a lot more in alignment because I am closer to that position of blossoming. See, sometimes we don't want to go through those heavy seasons and we're not given a choice. And the more we fight it, it seems more resistance we get. That's where I'm going to share this little tip with you. I actually have put it down on paper here and going to go over it with everybody. So, if you've done my alignment assessment, which is in the link that I will include with the show notes, it's called alignment assessment. It is a chakra-based quiz. So, anybody that has landed in their solar plexus. Solar plexus, sacral, that area. So not your root, but the two above your root, the one by your belly button and the one below. That is your sacral, and your belly button area is your solar plexus. I've done some work with a lot of my clients that fall into that category when it comes to changing their mindset from having to choosing to. And I've even practiced it myself because we evolve, right? We change, and we're never the same. You're not the same person as you were when you started listening to this, let alone a week ago, let alone a month ago. So let's go over this. This is going to help you blossom. Dressing for success is going to help you blossom. Doing a vision board is going to help you blossom. Sometimes it is these little things, these little tips that you pick up while you're listening to a podcast, while you're doing some housework, while you're going for a drive, while you're going on a walk. If you pick up one little tip, it's a success. And that's all I hope for you. You know, I like to throw in both practical and tactical ways of implementing so you can see where you can fit this into your life, whether it's through clothing, whether it is through your energy, whether it is through something that you do differently in your morning routine. Maybe this makes you curious to do the alignment assessment and see what we can come up with together. But in the meantime, do you have to or do you choose to? So it is a choice, not chance, that determines your destiny. It's a very empowering, very, very, very empowering quote that I put together there is, and it's not me, I found it. It's Jean Nydick. It's choice, not chance, that determines your destiny. Do you have many things in your life that you should or have to do, but that you never do? Look around. I can definitely name five things at least by looking around. So how many shoulds do you have in your life? How many things do you have that you should do? Should you exercise more? Should you go to the gym more? Should you stop smoking? Should you eat healthier? Should you spend more time with your family? Should you read more? What are your shoulds? See, these shoulds don't help you get anywhere. They only imply that you're not good enough, and they drain your energy. They drain your energy because they come with a bad conscience and they're full of self-torture. Why am I not going to the gym? Am I so bad? Why can't I keep this commitment? Why can't I lose weight? So on and so forth. Make a list of all of your shoulds. I want you to put this on a regular piece of paper that you can rip out. List everything I'm stuttering. List all of your shoulds. That's it. Grab a pen and paper right now, pause this, or come back to this. Make a list of all of your shoulds and start with one room. Don't make this big. Start where you're at. Start with your smallest room. Start with your messiest room. Start with your house. Sit there and brainstorm. Make a list of all your shoulds and then forget it. Forget it. I'm not joking. If you've had a goal since last year and haven't done anything about it, then you are better off forgetting about it. See, the weight of that pressure is going to eat you alive and has been gnawing at you, and it is going against helping you blossom. See, if your goal to going to the gym and you didn't go last year, with that kind of goal, you're going to let go of the conscious that is connected with it and the self-punishment of not being enough, not accomplishing it, not being consistent. So we're going to throw out all of our shoulds before we move on, and we're going to set some new goals. And why this is super important today, first of all, it's June 25th, 25th, which is the day for manifesting, the day. So this is a great exercise to do today if you're hearing it. But what we're going to do is we are going to create a choose to list. We're going to switch everything to choose to, which is very important. Instead of saying, I have to do the dishes, I choose to do the dishes. I choose to eat healthy because I want to live an energetic life. I choose to pay my bills on time because I want to keep a good credit score. It's important that you enjoy your activities. If you don't enjoy what's on your list, don't do it. But if you start to write down a couple of ideas and then write, I choose to, like I choose to exercise more, I choose to be more healthy, I choose to read, tell me, you tell me. I want you guys to all blow up my comments here. You tell me how it makes you feel, right? When you make that shift, just even try it. Here's a little exercise for you. I have to do blank A blank. If I don't do underscore blank A underscore blank, then blank B blank will happen. And if underscore blank B underscore blank, then underscore C will happen. And then D and then E and then Z. I prefer A to Z, and that's why I choose blank. So that was very confusing. Pretty much. That was very confusing. I will see if I can put together how it looks for a better visual in the show notes. Pretty much, if I have to do A, if I don't do A, then B will happen. And if I don't do B, then C will happen. And then D, E, F, it goes through the alphabet. So I prefer A to Z. That's why I choose A. So you're going to make a list of all your shoulds and let them go, or rephrase them to I choose to, or just as empowering, I decide to. And once you realize that you hold the power, it's not somebody else. This isn't unfolding by chance. This is all by every single choice that you make. And it can make an impact by choosing to do something, choosing to dress for success, choosing to believe in your dreams, choosing to pray for success. All of these things help you blossom. So, how are you going to blossom today? I look forward to hearing from you all, guys, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Short and sweet. Just the way I want it to be, enough to leave an impact. Have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.